Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin that time in silence, centering our hearts and thoughts before God. And now, our gracious and loving God, in reverence and in awe of you, we bow our heads and hearts before you. And Father, we come before you with every need of our lives before you, the need of forgiveness and grace, the need of strength and peace, the need of a freshness in our service of you, the need of a little bit of help along the way. Father, may you truly forgive us and give us hearts to forgive others. Give us the strength to serve you boldly every day, to come before you in confidence, knowing that you love us, even with our faults and failures. You do not reject us in a time of need. You do not turn your back on us when we pray to you, Father, just because we didn't get it just right. For while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. And Father, you've called us, in the words of your Son, to love as we have been loved and to forgive as we have been forgiven. And Father, that just seems so hard, but with your Spirit and by your help and through your power, one step, one day, one situation at a time, we can get there. And Father, for the many needs that have been lifted up before you this morning by word, we bring them before you now, interceding with petitions, interceding on behalf of those who call upon us as a church, the people of God, to pray for them. And Father, we also turn to those needs that are silently upon and in our hearts. Father, you know each one of them, how personal and deep they may be. So Father, we bring them before you today, knowing that you always hear us when we pray, that you always answer our prayers. Sometimes it isn't the answer we want or expect, but Father, it is always the answer we need. So Father, as we continue to pray, we pray for our church, that you would give us vision and direction, purpose. And Father, as you give, may we follow. May we be found faithful in our service of you. And Father, also we pray for other churches in our community and around the world, that they too believe in, proclaim, and hope in the resurrected Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we continue to pray not just for churches and Christian communities, but for those who are evangelists and spread your word, who go into those far-flung corners, deserted places, and those places desirous of the gospel of Christ for hope and restoration. And Father, we pray for the leaders of our community. We left our kids before you, those who interact with them, our leadership in our community, and we extend that to leadership in this country. From any kind of local government to the President of the United States, we lift them before you. We pray for leaders around the world. Father, we would pray that the saber rattling would calm down and that we would learn to love and help one another. And Father, truly we do come and pray to you today for peace, love, and mercy. And now may you hear us as in heart and word we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.